24-hour rule, or does when things go bad like this, when it's a four-game losing streak, is that just human nature to for it to weigh on you maybe a little bit more, a little bit longer?
To be honest, yeah, we're not even thinking about the losses right now. You know, we got a good, you know, you can't think about the losses with a good opponent coming up in Michigan. You know, it's going to be at Michigan. It's going to be a big game. You know, a lot of teams don't go there and win, you know, at Michigan. So, you know, we put that past us already. You know, the four game losing streak is behind us. I mean, we know that that's the case, but, you know, we're going in Saturday and we're going to try to win this ball game, and that's all you can ask. Yep.
What, I guess along those same lines, what do you do to keep everybody else encouraged and not let the losses get to the guys on the team?
I think it just starts with practice. Keeping a positive attitude. You know, that's all we can do. You know, like I said, you know, before, we have another opportunity on Saturday to go out there and show people that we can still play football. You know, maybe we're not playing, you know, to be in the national championship game, but you know, we're definitely playing for each other, and that's what it comes down to. And you know, as long as we keep doing that, and keeping a positive attitude, you know, in practice and out here having fun and joking around and stuff like that, you know, we'll be fine. You know, I'm not worried one bit about that.
How difficult has this been on you personally? Because I mean, you come in, you're mm-hmm. true freshman year, you guys go to the Orange Bowl, and then mm-hmm. you know, the last couple of years there was a regression, but you still went to bowl games. Now you find yourself in a situation where if you don't win your last two, you're staying home.
I mean, you know, obviously it's huge. And, you know, everybody wants to go to the Orange Bowl. Everyone wants to, you know, but it's, yeah, I guess it just shows how hard it is to win, you know, at a Division I program, especially in the Big Ten. You know, it's hard. And we definitely had some chances to get some wins in the past, but, you know, we have executed. So, you know, you just got to move on and you know, we got the opportunity this Saturday to do so. And, you know, if we were to win out and go to a bowl game, that'd be awesome. You know, that's definitely what you strive for in the season. But, you know, as of right now, you can't really think about that. Mm-hmm. You should have got on Saturday.
When you do go up against guys like Denard and even Devin Gardner, what stands out to you about both of them?
You know, they're really good athletes. You know, obviously you're going to have to gang tackle, and you have to, like, mm-hmm. scheme against them. Because, you know, we all know Denard can get out and run. And also he's dangerous with his arm. He's gotten better throughout the past couple of years. And Gardner, you know, obviously he's an athlete. You know, they can put him at quarterback or receiver. You know, if you can do that Division I, you're an athlete. And he's a big guy, big, strong guy. So, you know, we've seen players like them in the past. Mm-hmm. But, you know, they're at their best right now, and they're playing for opportunity to win the Big Ten, and you know, they're going to be out there ready to play.
So I take it you're expecting to see both of them on Saturday then, even.
Oh yeah, yeah. You got to prepare for everything. You know, you definitely don't want to go into a game preparing for one person and then you know, coming out and you have no idea, you know, another person's in. You have, you know, your whole defensive might change. So you got to prepare for everything and you know, whatever happens, and try to, you know, play to the best of your ability.
If you guys are able to win, what would that be like for you, just knowing that you can look back on your career and say, mm-hmm. hey, you know what, played them four times or beat them four times?
You know, obviously that'd be huge. Yeah, especially a really good program like them. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I don't think it's, you know, if I don't think it's more of, you know, I went 4-0 against them. I think it's more of, you know, we dealt with adversity my senior year, you know, with the four losses in a row, and then came out and at Michigan won the ball game. Mm-hmm. I don't think it has nothing to do with the 4-0 against them. I think it's just more about, you know, this year and what we're going through right now, and to get a win would be huge.
With this losing streak, has it been just basically the whole thing with execution right now, or have you noticed other things that maybe have contributed to these losses?
You know, it's just, I think it's just the fundamentals. We break down the fundamentals. I think we all can agree last week was just a horrible tackling performance by our whole defense. You know, obviously I'm speaking for the defense.
Right.
We just didn't tackle well last week. And, you know, there were some mental errors by the defense. And it's just little minor problems. You know, it's not a huge problems that, you know, we've never seen before. It's just minor ones that we have to learn from. And you know, like I said, you know, we got a guy stopped for a 5-yard gain. He breaks out and runs for 50 yards. Like, you just can't do that and this late in the season. And that's just something that we have to work on.
So does that just add to the frustration then, knowing that in your mind that it is just minor things that mm-hmm. you know, you change one or two things, it's completely different.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's a little frustrating. But we know we're going to come out and practice. We're going to work on that stuff. You know, we're going to work on, you know, getting the guy to the ground. Maybe not, you know, tackling in practice, but possibly, you know, getting an athletic position and preparing yourself to make the tackle. So it's just little things like that. Yeah, you can say it's a little frustrating, especially as a player. You know, you go out there and you put yourself in position to make a play, and then, you know, you miss the tackle. You know, obviously you're mad about that. You watch the next day, and you know, the coach brings it up and stuff like that. You know that, you know, you tried your best to get there, and it hadn't you know, nothing to do with effort, because, you know, you was there. It's just, you know, just a minor breakdown. So, yeah, it could be frustrating at times.